Good morning, once again. I said before, if you didn't catch, we're going to do, we call it guided prayer time this morning. Our second value as a church is we will listen to God. We believe that he still speaks through his word and through his spirit, and our response to him should be yes and amen. And our third value as a church is we will change through the work of the Holy Spirit. We believe that our starting point is not our ending point when it comes to a relationship with God. We all come to Living Christ Church maybe with different starting points. But if we encounter God, God will change us for the better. And so we yield to that. And so with that in mind this morning, I want to start with the three verses that I used for my encouragement Wednesday, this past Wednesday, if you didn't see it. It's Matthew chapter 11. Matthew chapter 11. Verses 28 to 30. There we go. It says, "Come to me, all you who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." And maybe you felt like 2020, your burden was heavy. The biblical truth is we get to put our burden down and take on the yoke of the Lord, which is not heavy or cumbersome. And with that in mind, just a couple opportunities here for us this morning. Can you advance me, Josh? Let's take some time now to reflect on 2020. And so maybe you already did this. Maybe you started this with the Encouragement Wednesday, which asked us to start this process. Maybe you have already done that. So just take the next couple of minutes to sit and rest in the Lord. Don't pick something up that you've already put down. But let's let go of some stuff, put some stuff down or leave behind. What do we need to do for 2020? What do we need to let go of, put down, or leave behind? Maybe some behaviors, unhealthy patterns, some hurts, some pain, some weight, some losses. And I want to say this, just because we put something down doesn't necessarily mean that we forget, and that's okay. Remembering is not the issue. The issue is whether or not we allow it to control us moving forward. And so when we place something down before the Lord, we're giving it to the Lord. And we may remember it, we're not necessarily going to forget hurts and pains, but we're trusting God with them. And so let's take the next couple of minutes just to process through these, and then we'll move forward. Thank you. So let's do a little exercise before we move on to the next one. I want you to cup your hands. And whatever came to mind during that prayer time, we're going to do a little exercise of physically offering this up spiritually to the Lord, if that makes sense. So just imagine whatever that was in the palms of your hand, and you're going to do a release motion. We're going to do a release motion together where we physically offer it up and let it go. So we're going to lift our hands out and then spread them wide. So, Lord Jesus, we come before you. And those things that you brought to mind, we want to bring them to you. And so we give them over to you now. And we lay them down at your feet, Lord. Thank you, Daddy. Amen. Let's keep going. Ecclesiastes 3:1-4 says, "There is an appointed time for everything, and there is a time for every event under heaven, a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance." And this may not be something that you're familiar with 2020, because it was a difficult season for you. But we're going to take some time now to reflect on what needs to be celebrated. At every meeting that we have here at Living Christ Church, we always start with praising God for something. And sometimes it's harder than others to remember the things that we want to praise God for. But we're going to take that time now. 2020 wasn't all bad. And so I'd ask that you would search your hearts and your minds for the things that we want to celebrate and praise God for. So maybe there were some bad habits kicked during 2020. Maybe there were some major accomplishments or relationships that were forged, some insights gained. Let's take some time now to acknowledge those, and we're going to praise God for them. So just take that time now. All right, we're going to do another exercise. I want us to take both hands and put them up. And we're going to praise God because we believe we accomplish these things with his help. And so I'm going to count to three, and I just want you to repeat after me, I praise you, God. Ready? One, two, three. I praise you, God. Amen. I want to say as we progress through these, maybe you need a little more time than I'm giving you, and that's fine. You can come back to these videos anytime you want on YouTube and Facebook. But let's continue this morning. And we're going to press into 2021. Psalm 34, 17 to 19 says, "The righteous cry out, and the Lord hears and delivers them out of their trouble. The Lord is near to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of all of them." Not some of them, all of them. And so as we press into 2021, maybe there's some things that still need some healing, still need some process. We were able to lay some of them down, but we've carried some things into 2021 that need a little more work. Maybe we need to reach out and get some counseling. Maybe we need somebody to come alongside us to pray with us through some of these things. So what are some healing that still needs to be processed with the help of the Lord in 2021? Maybe relationships, losses, rumors, lies, any of these kind of things that feel like they came into 2021 with us that just need a little more processing, a little more time. Let's take some time to identify those. Because this is what I believe with all my heart, mind, soul. Scripture says that as we bring things into the light, the enemy can't use them against us anymore. We're asking Christ to partner with us in the things that are in the light. So things that are kept in the dark, the enemy can continue to mess with us. But once they're brought into light, we acknowledge, and it's easier for us to process through with the help of the Holy Spirit. So let's take some time to do those now. All right. Like I said, maybe this wasn't enough time. That's fine. We can continue to take some time on these things. But this is the physical motion that I want us to do this time. When we fall down and somebody comes alongside to help us back up, we reach up to grab their arm, right? So I want you to put your hand up as to receive the hand of Christ. And I want you to envision Christ grabbing your hand, because this is truth. There is no place that you can go where he is not present. If you go to the far side of the sea, if you go to the depths of the ocean, he is still there. Even darkness is as light to him, the psalmist says. And so Christ, we reach out our hand to you. Thank you, thanking you that you are gripping it and helping us to a place of healing and hope. We receive that in Christ's name. Amen. And as we continue into 2021, Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 says to us, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make your paths straight." So as we press into 2021, with the Lord's help, what do you need to cultivate for the new year? Oftentimes we make New Year's resolutions that are forgotten by January 14th. I think New Year's resolutions are only accomplished with the help of the Holy Spirit. So what do we need to cultivate for the new year? Healthy habits, healthy relationships, skills. And oftentimes it's good to give ourselves benchmarks. I had a goal this last year of losing 72 pounds. I started in the fall of 2019, and I made it to 45. So I'm proud of that, yeah. I didn't quite get to my goal. So I have a new goal for 2021. I want to lose 28 more pounds, plus whatever I gained over the holidays. So what are some things we want to press into cultivate for the new year, some healthy habits for 2021? Let's take some time. All right, our last physical representation. I want us to cup our hands again. Last time we let go, now we're asking God to pour in. Because Scripture tells us that He who began a good work in you will be faithful to complete it. So we're asking the Lord's help in this process as we press into 2021. So join me. Lord Jesus, we have desires, we have hopes, we have habits that we want to form. We invite you to be present in power in these hopes and these dreams and these desires and these habits as we move forward. We don't want to go this alone. We desire for your help. Lord, we thank you and we praise you. In the name of your Son, Jesus, amen. Amen. If you have those communion elements, go ahead and grab them now. I think this is a great way to conclude this morning. Scripture says, as often as you gather to eat and drink in remembrance of him, the night before Jesus gave his life for you and for me, he took bread at the table and he broke it and he said, this is my body given for you, take and eat. Likewise, he took the cup of wine, said, this is my blood shed for you, take and drink. It's not this before you is not the actual body of Christ. It's not the actual blood of Jesus. It represents what Christ has done for you and for me. And we eat and drink in remembrance of the sacrifice of Jesus giving his life for you and for me. Those of you who are present, if you peel back the little film on top, you'll get to the wafer. We're going to take this bread. Jesus called himself the bread of life, and he willingly gave that life for you and for me. And so when you're ready, let's eat in remembrance of him. Likewise, he took the juice. Took the wine and he said, this is my blood shed for you. Scripture tells us that life is in the blood. And he willingly gave that life for you and for me. And so when you're ready, drink in remembrance of what he's done for us. Lord Jesus, we thank you that you gave your life for us. As we continue to press into 2021, we know that we do so hand in hand with the God of the universe. We praise you and we thank you in your name. Amen.